Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Edge Community Center is bringing back their political rally and cake auction. We spoke with Secretary Dee Dee Bright to learn more about this event.
We are hosting a political rally and cake auction and a potluck dinner.
Okay, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the political rally part first.
Okay.
What exactly is that going to entail?
Well, what is really nice about it is this has not been done in a number of years. It's just sort of died off. And so we are reinvigorating a lot of the programs that we used to have. And what's been really gratifying is how many people have contacted us and are so excited about it, and they're coming, baking cakes. We had one, county judge's wife call and wanted to know if Mrs. So-and-so, is she still baking cakes? My gosh, her cakes were just the best. And so it's really, really made us feel good because it's been a lot of hard work we've had to do really fast. And so various candidates from all parties, because this is a nonpartisan thing, are coming and giving their 4 to 5 minute speech about what their focus is on their campaign, and then they're open for discussion or questions from people. And that can be even a question from a child, because people are bringing their children too to show them the political process.
Now, cake is what gets me excited, of course. And as you said, I think that's what a lot of people are probably excited about too. Are you still taking entries for the cake auction?
This is all, we're a pretty laid back group.
Okay.
We're out in the country. So there's no signing up a paper promise or anything. You just bring a cake, but it can't be a store-bought cake. You have to make it. Now, you can make it from a box cake. That's fun. Or take a box cake and mess it up, or make it from scratch. Just bring a cake and bring it in something that you don't have to take home, because when they buy the cake, they'll be taking it home. And we have an auctioneer. His name is Buck Buchanan. He's going to be there. So from what I've heard in the past, it's pretty crazy. It sounds like a format I've not heard before, kind of like those Chinese Christmases where you get a present and then say, I've got
and
this.
And you can steal.
And then someone else goes, no, yeah, you can steal it.
Okay.
That's how it's been explained to me.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's how it could change.
Right, right. Okay, great. Now, I know you're still deciding on what cake you're going to bake. Have you decided?
No, it's either going to be a white chocolate raspberry or a peanut butter chocolate cake.
Okay.
And at this point, I'm kind of leaning toward doing both.
Both.
Because
yeah.
I've lost my mind.
Do you know what the most a cake has ever gone for in the past?
No, I don't, but I have seen totals from, you know, maybe 8 years ago or so.
Okay.
And it's brought in $2,000 or $3,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, where is this money going to go?
It goes to the center.
Okay.
Because we are a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We got our 501c3. It took us 5 months, and it's a first try, which apparently is pretty rare to get it on your first try. And so this is also a fundraiser for the community center, which we really, really need.
You also mentioned potluck dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So is this kind of the same thing, just everybody brings a dish?
Yep, everybody brings something, and we always have enough. We have little cartons we give people if we have leftovers so they can take it home, so we don't have to eat it all right there. And so it always works out well, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned it's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a time and then also a location?
Yes, it's at 6 o'clock in the evening, Saturday. It's at 7628 Edge Schoolhouse Road. It is, if you go down 974, it's right there, the Edge Schoolhouse Road is, and it's the only building as you go down, turn on it. It's the first building you're going to come to off of 974. I don't think we have street numbers on our building. It just says Edge Schoolhouse.
You'll
Excuse
see
me,
it.
Edge Community Center
right,
on it.
All right.
It's the old schoolhouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So politics, and then when everybody starts to get a little riled up, we'll go to cake and then food throughout the whole evening.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a great time.
It's going to be pretty fast-paced from what I've been told.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. So we're excited about it, and we hope people come and enjoy it and get to learn who some of the people are who are representing them both locally, also in Austin, and maybe even up in D.C. I've talked to Bill Flores' office, and they said, he's going to try, and I thought, no, he's already gone back. Probably not, but he might send one of his representatives.
Okay, great. Dee Dee, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, we're just really excited. Things have been going fast and furious. We only had a few weeks to put this together since Texas started joined the Super Tuesday a number of years ago. You have from date that the filing is off, which is like was end of about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
And then to, not even that long ago, about 3 weeks ago. And then our primary is March 6th. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, nailed it down with both parties, you know, can your people come? And then we sent out invitations, and we're trying to pull everything together. So it's fast and furious.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. And again, I'm just excited about those cakes. They sound amazing. So thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks again to Dee Dee Bright from the Edge Community Center. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.